Hugh, is it a sense of tremendous relief to be standing here basking in the glorious sunshine?
Well, I suppose it is, really. I mean, we've been obviously making our way to this event for a year, which is normal, but against a background of not having had it last year. So, yeah, we're very pleased.
And are you happy with the way that preparations are going, considering we're now on the eve of the event?
Yes, it's all gone extremely well, actually, and it's been wonderful over this last week, everybody working in the sunshine. It's made life a lot easier, setting up the trade stands, getting the final things ready on the course, and the sun puts a smile on people's face, doesn't it? So it's great.
This afternoon, obviously, the riders will be looking at the course. Are you happy with it? Give us a little insight into the cross-country course this year.
Yes, I think it's quite a strong course. I mean, it's meant to be a proper four-star course, and I think it'll take quite a lot of riding. There's several places where they'll have to have pretty good control and make up their minds what they're going to do and be very positive. That's normal. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it ridden, and fingers crossed. I think it's a strong test, but I think it's a fair test. We just had a look at it with the grand jury and the technical delegates, and they're very happy with it, so it's all systems go.
Perhaps this event has taken on even greater impetus with the fact that the Grand Slam, Andrew and William going head-to-head, that's exciting, isn't it, for the weekend?
Well, the only thing I claim is I'm very in the very happy position of having predicted last October that this is what would happen. And so, yes, it is. I mean, we've got, to be honest, we've got the highest ranked field of competitors that we've ever had. I think that there's probably ever been at any international three-day event in the history of the sport. It just is fantastic. And, OK, yes, William and Andrew with this Rolex Grand Slam of eventing. I mean, the Mitsubishi Motors Trophy here is the most sought-after competition in the world. All the best people are here. And I'm obviously particularly pleased that Michael Young has come as the reigning Olympic champion and is the only person to have held the European, world and Olympic title at the same time in the history of the sport. So, you know, it's going to be something to look forward to.
The world's eyes will be focused on little badminton this weekend. Try to put into context what it means from an economic point of view for the area.
I think one day we must do a really proper economic impact assessment, but We know that the impact of this event is millions and millions and millions of pounds in the village, in Gloucestershire and Wiltshire, in the south west of England, whatever. And last year when it was cancelled, I mean, the woe among commercially was just fantastic. I mean, not least, of course, the millions of pounds that are spent in the trade stands during the event. But all the local businesses, the shops, the pubs, the bed and breakfasts, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it has a huge impact, far, far greater than just on this little village alone.
And finally, Hugh, anyone thinking to come down this weekend, what can they expect?
Well, I think that, you know, it is the most beautiful park. It is a lovely place to come to. You can come with the family, there's something to enjoy, there's something going on all the time. You will see the best horses and riders in the world, and if we have a nice sunny day and the best horses and riders in the world, I can't think of anything I'd rather do.